Okay, awesome. So we're going to just kind of voice all of this, and so we're going to start tapping through the points again. There I am, the little child that I once was, with so many needs. Needs I vowed not to have. Needs I learned to stop feeling, because I learned they would never be met. They would never be met. So wanting them would just bring pain. Wanting it would just bring disappointment. I vowed to stop wanting them. I vowed to stop wanting that, because I learned that the wanting was pain. It was just too much pain. Too much pain to want it. Stupid to want it. Naive to want it, because it was never going to get met. And I learned, even worse, there was something wrong with me for wanting it. Something bad in me for wanting it. That made me bad. I learned to feel guilt about it, deep shame about it. Having that deep want made me broken, made me bad, made me evil, somehow worse than everyone else. Flawed, guilty, shameful, less than. So I made a vow at that tender young age to not want it. To never let myself really want it. And definitely to never ask. Although a deep part of me has always hoped that somehow, even without wanting it or asking for it, if I'm good and perfect enough and do everything right, someday it will magically happen. My need will get met. It'll come out of nowhere and surprise me. I've been secretly hoping that would happen, while I vowed to never want it. Kind of a conflict. I totally honor this vow, and I'm observing it now. This is the vow that keeps me from receiving. This is the vow that I re-manifest people and circumstances that reinforce. People and circumstances that reinforce it's not safe to want it. I honor this vow. I totally understand why I have it. And I'm open to healing it. I'm open to taking this step, even a baby step, into healing it. I honor my deepest needs. My deepest human needs. The ones that sound lovely and the ones that don't. I honor my lower self's second chakra needs. The need for love and affection. The need for attention and pleasure. The need to win. The need for power. The need to be special. I honor all my second chakra needs. Even the ones I've been taught are bad. I even honor the shame and guilt I've attached. The judgment of shame and guilt that I've attached. I honor it now. So I can be more free. I honor my deepest needs today, and I'm open to finding a way to ask for them to be met, to receive these needs being met. I have no idea how. But I'm open to it. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And I just want you to kind of check in with your child again, just curious, kind of see how they look now. And now that we did some tapping on it, you know, look again and see anew, what did the child really need? And notice somehow, you know, how simple it is.